Today, people packed the Fiserv Forum Arena in Milwaukee to celebrate the life and contributions of former U.S. Senator and philanthropist Herb Cole, who passed away 2 days after Christmas. Special Projects journalist Merv Seymour has our report.
He lived a life we all admired.
Since his passing, the flag at the state capitol and other government buildings across the state fly at half staff in memory of Herb Cole.
The Bucks suggested honoring Herb with a statue outside the arena. My uncle declined, saying, "I'm just not a statue kind of guy."
From inside the arena, he helped fund and near the street that shares his name, his memorial service.
Saying goodbye to Herb after more than 80 years of saying hello and so many more welcoming and positive words is really difficult.
It's fitting the tribute for Cole is open to all of Milwaukee and Wisconsin, the city where he grew up and the state he served. People proudly remember the four-time U.S. Senator with the legendary slogan, "Nobody, Senator, but yours." Following his father's footsteps, in the 1970s, Cole and his brother led the booming growth of Cole's grocery stores, which began in Milwaukee, spread throughout Wisconsin, and grew into a brand of over 1,100 department stores in every state but Hawaii.
Join us for this first edition of Wisconsin Week.
Herb Cole has been a familiar face here on TVS Wisconsin's political programming.
Tonight, we'll interview Senate candidates Herb Cole and Susan Engeleiter.
Government is too important to be left exclusively to career politicians.
Never married and with no kids, the former leader of the Democratic Party of Wisconsin never lost an election, never took contributions from political committees or special interest groups.
I've spent my entire life helping to enhance the economy of Wisconsin.
One of his biggest interests, buying and saving the Milwaukee Bucks in 1985, were at the time an unheard of $18 million. He sold the team in 2014 for $550 million, donating $100 million of it toward building a new arena to help once again keep the team from ever leaving his hometown.
You did it without the tens and ones.
Herb Cole's spirit to give lives on. His time, his efforts, his millions toward funding hundreds of teachers, students, and various after-school programs at places like the Boys and Girls Club. He put his foot down and forced more funding for enforcement to fight drug traffickers and juvenile justice. He led bipartisan support forcing safety locks to be sold with guns. He helped lower the price of prescription drugs and passed laws for better background checks at nursing homes to better protect seniors. In Washington, he proudly fought for farmers, especially Wisconsin farmers.
Having safety nets that go to producers so that when times really get bad, through no fault of their own, they're not all forced to go under.
At the University of Wisconsin in Madison, his alma mater, Cole's $25 million donation helped build the $76 million Cole Center. Seen here at the university's La Follette School of Public Affairs, which he funded with the largest donation ever, Herb Cole smiles, doing what he might have loved doing most, giving. Reporting for Here Now, I'm Merv Seymour.
Herb Cole was 88. For more on this and other issues facing Wisconsin, visit our website at pbswisconsin.org and then click on the news tab.